NRP, S2E29, GTD, getting things done. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This week we're going to be talking about GTD. What does that stand for? Getting things done. I'm going to link you to David Allen, who is the guy who created the idea. It's basically getting things done, GTD. It's a process. And basically the idea is that you get all the stuff out of your head, you make an organized to-do list, you set down tasks to accomplish and the requirements to get those tasks done, and then you go about your day. You know, as opposed to going, okay, what do I need to do? Okay, I need to do this. I'm thinking about something today. The idea is that you spit all this out of your head. You figure out, this is stuff I need to accomplish for the year. This is stuff I've got goals to accomplish in the month, the week. And you do your planning that way. And I'd like to get a little bit better at long-range planning and short-term planning and go, okay, I'd like to plan out my days a little bit better. You know, if you check out Getting Things Done, David Allen, GTD Times, the Wikipedia definition, and also this article by Merlin Mann on getting started with it, you know, he brings up some good points on 43 folders. It's an interesting system. I haven't dedicated myself to a specific system because I kind of like to do my own thing a little bit, probably a little too much, but here are some things that I've picked up and some things that I've done over the last couple of years that have helped me get stuff out of my head a little bit, and I'm going to recommend some software. For journaling, this is basically, you know, if you got, I've been trying to get this sorted out per year right now and make a notebook per year because I had one where it was just like, here's all my projects and here's all the stuff I'm working on. And then I was like, oh, this thing is huge. This is like a digital, the yellow pages. It's like a huge, I don't know where everything is. So I've been trying to organize it into a, here's what I want to do for 2013. Here's what I want to do for 2014, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm trying to break it down month by month and, you know, all that more granular stuff. But I use Circus Pony's Notebook. Now, this is one of my favorite programs on the Mac because it lets me dump things and then sort them. So I, you know, and that's important. The order of just throwing stuff and then drag, make these things a little tab. And then when they're all organized, I can get that out of the way. I don't see it. It's such a stupid little thing, but it's like, man, that is totally worth the price of it. And you can get it on Mac or iOS, so you can get it on your iPhone, your iPad. But it's a really good program for, you can drop everything into it. You can drop images, you can drop sounds, video clips, website links. In fact, that's how I'm organizing these podcasts. When I record them, as I make my notes and then I use that to read off of so I can say, hey, check this out and this bullet point. And then I take those notes and I use those to make the blog post. So it's a lot less headache when you have stuff organized and sorted. And like I said, you can just grab, like, I don't know where to start with this. We'll just toss in whatever, and then you can move and drag stuff. It's really nice. Now, on Windows, again, I've used, you know, OS X since, like, 2008, so I can't really recommend, you know, I don't know what's the greatest thing ever for Windows. The best program I've used in my time of using Windows was Keynote NF, which was originally called Keynote, and then the original developer quit doing it, and people who were using it wanted to add new features, so it's their new version for that. It's Notepad, but it's got a tree structure, it's got tabs, you can have different sections of notes and organize stuff. It's not as nice as Circus Pony, but it's also free, so make of that what you will. Anyway, so those are the two programs I'm going to recommend. I mean, if you find a Windows program for journaling that works for you, there's a lot of Mac versions, you know, different Mac Journal and stuff like that, a lot of different things that you can use for similar things. But this is the best one I found because you can draw with it, you can write. There's a lot of presets for dropping, making diagrams and charts and all kinds of tagging stuff. I really like Circus Pony's Notebook. Now let's talk real quickly about some ubiquitous capture programs. Now, this is basically when you think of something, a lot of people like myself and other people keep stuff in their head and they keep trying to, like, I gotta remember to do this and I gotta keep this in. And it's like, don't. You know, either do the thing with, you carry around a notepad with you and just scribble something down, Or if you have an iPhone with you, you can either type it out or just record an audio note. There's a lot of programs, like if you're like me, you spend a lot of time on your computer. There's programs that you'll be able to capture from websites and stuff on your desktop and everything. Programs like Evernote, which is a cross-platform web, also uses web-based stuff. And basically, you know, they have free and then they got a premium system for using notebooks. There's also DevonThink, which is cross-platform, which is also kind of daunting for people that have never jumped into the system. Also, OmniFocus, which is Mac, but, you know, the Omni Group, they produce a lot of different applications. OmniFocus is kind of the big overall one, and there's also, they have smaller applications. Also, I recommend checking out Pinterest. Now, you're like, hey, isn't this like a social media thing? It can be. I mean, you can use it to, you know, a lot of people come on, they find a lot of, you know, I mean, it's predominantly a lot of women on it, so it's a lot of, you know, tips for the home and organizing family things and, you know, recipes and presents, you know, for, you know, gift ideas for this or that. I mean, I think I mentioned this on the social media episode, you know, that there's guys that have made, you know, men versions of it because they're just so intimidated. Like, guys, it's a good service. You know, and you can have a bookmarklet on your browser, and then if you come to an image you want to keep for something, or you come to a video you want to reference, you know, and you can use this to organize stuff into boards. You know, think of it like a digital cork board, and you can have your friends just check it out and go, hey, I saw that video, hey, I saw that picture, that was awesome, that was a funny thing, you know, whatever. Also, there's private pins and boards on Pinterest, so, like, say you've got a collection of gift ideas for, you know, your friend who's having a birthday and you don't want to spoil the surprise, or you've got stuff just for you. That's just totally fine, too. So, that's for capturing stuff. Now let's talk real quick about note-taking. Now, I believe all of these are Mac, except for Simple Notes Web. So let's talk real quickly. Just Notes is a nice program for keeping notes on the Mac. Simple Note is a web-based one where you can keep notes from your computer, from your iPhone, from your, I think, Android. I believe they had a lot of different versions, a lot of different ways to get to it. And the idea is that it's just plain text. So you can keep lists of things so that you can, whatever you want to open it in, you can sort stuff. In fact, this is important for things like notational velocity, which there's notational.net, and then there's NVAlt from Brett Terpstra, which, you know, beefs it out a little bit more. But the idea is that it's all straight text, and then you can, you know, format it for multi-markdown, and then you can run that through whatever filters you want. And there's a lot of ways to do stuff. You know, you can organize all your stuff in text files and then search your entire computer very quickly because text files are, you know, nothing to search for. But yeah, things like notes, you can run them through and use, you know, the thing about all this is that you want to be able to use it on your mobile device, you want to be able to use it on your computer, and you want to be able to format it for blog posts. You want to be able to cycle it around through all kinds of different things and come back to it. App launchers, why are these important? Well, you know, if you're trying to get things done, say you've got a lot of typing to do, a lot of posts to write on a blog, if you've got to organize notes and do a lot of stuff, you know, moving to the mouse, it's a couple seconds away, and you gotta be clicking with an interface versus keyboard shortcuts. I still want to get better at these. It's faster if you do stuff on the keyboard, and if you get, you know, it took me a while to get used to doing Command Z and Command D in Photoshop to, you know, to undo and unselect things, you know, respectively. But it's like, you know, once you start doing that and you stop thinking about it, it's just like that. It's like, oh, I need to do this thing. Doop, my hands just go to this position. And it's a little weird, but, you know, it's faster, and you'd be surprised how fast you can do things when you actually start using keyboard shortcuts and stuff like that. And programs, Quicksilver on the Mac, you know, the original developer, I think he moved on to LaunchBar, and then it got picked up, and there's a whole bunch of add-ons for it. And it basically, you can, not only can you launch applications, but you can also append and open things in constructive sentences. So, like, you can say, open this file with this program. Open this file, go to the end of it, and let me add things to my list. So, if you're typing, again, if you're doing text notes and you want to do, you know, append to a file, you can. There's also LaunchBar, Alfred, Butler, I believe also has some functionality like Quicksilver, but I'm not quite sure because I've never used it. And also on Windows, there's Launchy. So a lot of this will keep your hands on the keyboard, and if you're already there and if you're already typing, hopefully the idea is that you do stuff faster. I don't know a lot of keyboard shortcuts. You can check out Merlin Man 43 Folders. He has plenty of articles on this. Back to getting things done. There's to-do list applications. There's Things on the Mac, and there's Remember the Milk on the web, and then there's also the Hit List, which is another Mac program, and there's plenty of other to-do list managers out there. I'm just listing a few that I've heard are pretty good. Now, let's talk real quickly, personal wikis. Now, we've already talked about journaling, and this is probably just a little bit more. I'm gonna link on an article on what is a personal wiki. I'm gonna link where can I find some good personal wikis with different features, and they'll have, you need a web server, you just need a browser, this all runs on your desktop, there's all kinds of variations on it. And, you know, if you want things a little bit more structured and organized than just journals, you know, this might be a good option for you. Or say you've got a personal wiki set up and you want to have it for a group. You might have a team that needs, a wiki could be very useful for that. And now, the last piece I'm going to share is some assorted useful applications. You know, for Mac and iOS, check out Text Expander, which, it fills in, you can set it to spell correct. You can set it keyboard shortcuts so that, say you've got a boilerplate contact form that you always want to drop down, so-and-so, here's his letter, signature in an email, here's a signature in this or whatever. You can have keyboard shortcuts, and it'll recognize things. Some people always misspell things, and it's a good way to recognize that, and it saves you time. Xmarks is a nice web application, which is, I find, really useful for synchronizing bookmarks across different browsers, across different computers, because, man, you got a Windows machine that you sometimes open, and you've got this. Every so often, browsers will have memory issues, or one will just be working slower than the other. So I tend to use Chrome right now, but I've still got Safari, I've still got Firefox, I got a bunch of others here and there, and for the main four, I believe it is, they've got for Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, and Chrome. You can use this to go across browsers on multiple machines, and if you're on somebody else's machine, you can go to the website and look at your bookmarks from there. It's one of those things that's like, why don't browsers just have this built in? This is ridiculous. This is so useful. There's also Hazel, which if you're on a Mac is a very useful tool for organizing things and setting rules for things. So like if you've got a download folder that just always gets full up, you can say, every so many days, if this file hasn't been opened, either set it to my delete folder or put it in a backup place somewhere. Or you can have it manage your music the same way. If I have, if you got this folder that needs to be imported, or you got email things to be, downloads to be organized, all kinds of different stuff. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.